It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning, Michigan. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are Tailgate Central. We're kicking off a little early today at 8:30 because we've got a lot of games going on this afternoon, and they're going to follow up our show with a pregame show for the Michigan State-Notre Dame game. That one starts at 3:30. Western and Central is at noon, as well as Michigan and Eastern play at noon. So there is a big tailgate today. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, Jop. We are live from downtown Saranac at Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue, and we're here with our friend Tony Baumgartner, the owner, who has recently gotten in the barbecue business. We have all kinds of cool stuff to go over today. We're gonna be into turkey and goose. We're going to talk about tailgating, and we've got, man, Dick Vermeil's coming on.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. Kenny Peterson, our friend, and Vinter from Tabor Hill Winery is going to be on. Going to talk some more of our tailgating teams and tips, how to put that together. Check us out on thegrillingguys.com. We got a new look on our website. We're picking it up a little bit for the fall season. Check us out there. Bob is going to talk a little bit about last week we had on Shasta from the Old World Olive Press, and in the last week he's tried a couple of her recipes. Got a couple of them that he's pretty proud of, so we're going to give a little shout out to that. Jeff Kuhn, our buddy from Frankenmuth Brewery, is going to be on. But right now, we have Tony with us from Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue Shop. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing this morning?
Hey, we're great.
Good.
Yeah, so I got to know Tony because I stumbled into Saranac one day and I saw a sign that said Pasty, and I'm like, man, I can't believe Pasty's. My family's from the UP, and I grew up with pasties. I mean, that was what's for dinner. Yeah, so I stumbled in here, and I took a taste of yours, and it's like, dude, these are old-school Western UP pasties.
Tell me what's in them. For those of us that are flatlanders or trolls because we're below the bridge, what is a pasty if our listeners don't know?
Well, a typical pasty consists of a pie crust, not too sweet, but a similar to a pie crust. We fill them with potatoes, sweet onion. We put some beef in them, and rutabagas, which was the traditional English pasty. Then they're baked up and served. Now, in the UP, we ate these a lot with just ketchup. I find down in the Lower Peninsula here, people tend to like a little bit more gravy on them than ketchup. But either way, with without anything, they're a nice meal and a nice comfort food.
Okay.
When the season starts cooling off.
You really let them eat them with gravy on them in here.
Absolutely.
Doesn't it hurt?
Yeah. They like the gravy. We got a good gravy. And again, the gravy we get out of the UP, there's a restaurant up there we get it from. And it's an excellent brown gravy. But for me, I think it's an excellent brown gravy for a hot roast beef sandwich, not necessarily for a pasty, but a lot of people like it, so we're happy to serve it.
Okay, and since we've developed this relationship, you've had this inquisitive nature, and you keep prodding on the barbecue. So finally, we got you a good one, Smoker.
That's correct.
And we put you through a little personal training classes.
Yep.
And you are making phenomenal barbecue in a matter of months. You've launched this pasty shop into a barbecue shop. What a cool combination.
Yeah,
that's really close to my heart.
Yeah, I think the two complement each other. I'm finding the barbecue is something that everybody's familiar with, where a pasty still down on the Lower Peninsula isn't quite as popular because of the mining operations weren't here. But the barbecue is just excellent. You taught me good, and people are loving it. They're just absolutely loving it.
So if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on 107.3, a new Cumulus station show. And we are live downtown Saranac, which if you don't know where Saranac is, it's a little town, a cute little town on the Grand River, just between Grand Rapids and Ionia on M21. You turn south on the main street, and it's called Bridge Street. And this shop is right downtown. You can't miss it. There's a giant flaming barbecue sign out front, and it's going to shock you. If you're used to a good UP pasty, you got to check this place out because they've got rutabaga in them, okay? We're not talking carrots. We're talking the real old-school pasty.
Yeah, they're quite good. We probably sell 80% of the pasties are the beef with potato and rutabaga. We also make them just a beef potato and onion without the rutabaga, but, you know, there's few customers that like those.
Now, I gave one to Rob Russell. I brought Rob down here.
Yes, he did. Yes, yes.
And he had never heard of a rutabaga.
Yeah, well, you know, he did it take him an hour to think about it, or what?
He kept saying, what do you call that? What do you call that vegetable? Rutabaga?
Rutabaga.
No, it's a rutabaga, Rob.
Well, okay, and I'm going to play Flatlander here because this is not a household staple in my house.
And because you're from Sherlock.
Yeah, Shartucky. Be down there doing a Pheasants Forever banquet tonight, but shout out to my boys down there. Look out, I'm coming your way. But these pasties, it's you said you make it in a pie crust. For those of you that went to college and ate a lot of those calzones, it's really looks a lot like that. Is you take the pie crust, you've got all the ingredients you described, but you flip it over and you kind of seal it so it's kind of half moon shaped,
yeah,
right?
Then you braid it shut. Yeah, you just kind of.
But I think a calzone is actually pizza dough.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So this is more like a buttery, flaky pie crust, and it honestly, I don't have to suck up to Tony because we're here at his shop. Honestly. These things are about as good as they get.
Yeah, I think they're real
hard
good.
Hard to improve on.
Yeah, we roll a crust a little bit thinner than what a typical pasty is up in the UP, and only for calorie purposes. There's a certain amount of calories that come in pie crusts, so we're rolling these things about half the thickness of a normal pasty up there. So one of our pasties, a 12-ounce pasty, is just under 500 calories, too, so I don't think that's too bad for a nice meal.
No, and it's a complete meal. That's the cool part. I'm sitting here looking at the menu, and he's got, looks like, four or five flavors up there that you can choose from. They're not expensive. Looks like they're $4.75 a piece to come and have one of those. You can put some sides with it if you want to. But these pulled pork, here's the deal. He'll sell you pork by the pound out here already cooked. If you don't have the 5 or 6 hours to smoke a pork butt or a pork loin or whatever it is you want, he's got it ready to go out here. And if you know anything about smoking meat, it's a time-consuming thing. And if you buy it by the pound, it's only $12 a pound.
Right.
That is a deal. It really is, considering all the time and effort that goes into the meat, and the meat's about $3 a pound when you start with it.
Yes. So we're going to be out here for 2 hours, and this place is going to be serving all kinds of specials all day. Thanks, Tony, for joining us. We're going to be here till 10:30, and then we've got some pregame stuff coming up. It's a big football day today. Right now I want to get into a little something that is also on the healthy side. By the way, Tony's pasties are so healthy, you lose weight eating them.
That's right.
Look at,
yeah. I can't hardly see you over there, Bob.
I live on these things. It's so cool. Anyway, just
while Bob looks for his turkey burger recipe, we are at Vicky's Pasty Shop, 77 Bridge Street in downtown Saranac. If you're coming from Grand Rapids, you come out east toward Ionia on M21. It's Morrison Lake Road. If you're coming from Grand Rapids on 96, get off on the Clarksville exit. Come over, get on what is Cascade Road. They call it Grand River. Again, Morrison Lake Road takes you right into beautiful metro Saranac.
Takes you less than a half hour.
That's right.
So this is a turkey burger recipe that Shasta gave us, and it is good. I went to Family Fair the other day, and they had on sale some ground turkey burger. I can't think of the name, the one I always get. And I pick up this ground turkey, and this is easy. You take a pound of ground turkey. You get a Romano tomato. Romano. And Romano will cut them for you. You cut them into small pieces. You take a quarter cup of feta cheese, and again, cut it up. You get a small onion, some garlic, and then 2 tablespoons of Old World Olive Press's pineapple balsamic vinegar. And quarter teaspoon of ginger, some salt and pepper. I never measure any of this, by the way. So
we'll put it on the website,
yeah,
so that nobody has to try to write this stuff down.
So you just make them into patties and you throw them on the grill. Turkey burger, man.
Now, did you cook them high heat, and so you like seared them on either side?
No, I went kind of slow because it's really lean.
That's right.
So I didn't want to. I just wanted to cook it thoroughly because it is foul and.
Right, unlike a beef burger where you can leave it medium in the inside.
Right.
You want to cook your turkey all the way through.
Exactly. Take it away, Jop.
All right. Well, hey, coming up next, we've got our friend Kenny Peterson from Tabor Hill Winery. He's got some 3 tailgating wines, and then we've got a little wild turkey recipe that Bob's going to hopefully do a little bit better job on. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.